Anyway, I know that we are going to have a really great session with Howard, and that we're going to be going into session, I believe, continuing on with session number 5. And so let's get ready for that. Howard Partridge, welcome back. It's unbelievable, Howard. There are deer in the fenced part on the back patio. Dean is like itching for, you know, he's a hunter. But that's not going to happen here, just so
he's wanting to kill Bambi, huh?
He's like, man, I can put that in the freezer. I'm like, no. So they're obviously very, very used to the people, which is kind of cool. So looking forward to the afternoon, Howard.
Great. So I saw that in the pictures that you saw the deer. And that is phenomenal. Love that. Let's see. Almost everybody is back, or they just stayed logged in. So if you're back and you're ready, type it in. Let's see. There's some kind of nursery rhyme that goes like that. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. All right. Okay. If you're ready and you know it, clap those hands. Awesome. Perfect. All right. First of all, I want to let you know that I mentioned to you that I shot a couple of videos for you, and I put them on the Inner Circle website. Let me share, not on the Inner Circle website, on the Inner Circle Facebook page. If you don't have access to that, then be sure to go up and join that page. And what I did is I just took a walk down the pathway there. That was this morning. The beach is even more beautiful this morning. And so there's two videos there. This one is about 2 minutes that just shows the Dream Beach. If you want to go and watch them on the group page. How about that water, huh? Of course, the video is not as good as it could be because it's on an iPhone uploaded to the internet. But anyway. And then the other one is, the other one is inside the house. So hopefully hopefully you will go up there and, oh, here it is. So here are the stairs right here. See if I can make that a little bit bigger. These are the 17 principles that are in the dream book on the back cover of the dream book. There's a whole story behind this, but the 17 principles: God is love, you are a phenomenal product, dream intensely, we talked about that earlier today, your dreams fuel your life, in dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities, the dream starts with you, dreams do come true, vision without action is just a daydream, action without vision is a nightmare. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. These are custom-made stairs from a company called Stix, STIX. We collect furniture from them. Think and be phenomenal. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The first part of that is don't be conformed to the world. Love God, love others, and stay humble. Be authentic. Pray without ceasing, be anxious for nothing. You know, Zig Ziglar said that he never worried. I never asked him about that, but I would like to. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him about that. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Live in freedom every day. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And if you do all these things, I will see you, and I really do mean you, not just at the top, but hey, I'll see you over the top. Anyway, so I show you in my office. These are some of Denise's paintings, and then I show you some of her glass art, the views out the front porch and the back porch. Anyway, hopefully you enjoy those. And let me figure out how to turn that on. Bye-bye. Okay, perfect. All right. Let me get my PowerPoint back up and running. Final session of the virtual Destined Dream Retreat. Virtual Destin, that kind of sounds weird, doesn't it? Anyway, the Virtual Dream Retreat. There's nothing virtual about your dream. It can be real. Continuing in part five, session five. It's all about commitment. Question is, how committed are you to your goals? The fact is that after you set your goals, you're going to hit some roadblocks. It's not a maybe. It's a positive. It's a fact. Remember, trouble is coming. You're going to hit the wall. Either something external is going to happen, something internal is going to happen, some issue or challenge is going to crop up, whether it's something in you or something out there. And the fact is that when you do, the only hope of success is that you'll have is your commitment to accomplish the goals. When we go through the goal setting process, I want to show you a couple things that'll really help you. Friend and mentor Fred Smith said, commitment is essential for victory in an individual's life. Committed lives have meaning, accomplishment, purpose, and excitement. Tentative lives are never victorious. With commitment, when you face a problem, your immediate thought will be, how can I solve the problem and reach my goals? No responsible person will ever make a commitment until he has developed a workable plan of action. To reach your goals, you will need to build a character foundation. Committed lives have meaning, accomplishment, purpose, and excitement. In our leadership group day before yesterday, one of the principles that Jim Cathcart talks about in his training, in his Acorn Principle, is flow. And he talks about the velocity that each individual operates at. And he talked about the zone when we get a little more apathetic and maybe depressed, that there's a flow. And being aware of that and conscious of that is really, really important. Because if you're not in the flow, then you can get burnout, or you can get in a place where things just aren't exciting anymore. And you know, we've all been in that burnout phase, and you just get tired of doing the same thing over and over and things like that. But you have to live with commitment. Tentative lives are never victorious. You can't just go with the flow and expect things to happen. They just don't happen by accident. All right, 7-step formula. Now, I want to ask you guys, how many of you have been through the 7 steps goal setting process? How many of you have been through the 7-step process at least once before? Type it in. My next question is, if you didn't have that sheet in front of you, you didn't have your planner open, and I didn't have these slides, could you recite those seven steps? Could you recite yes or no? Just be honest. The only people that are even going to see it is the panelists, right? Just the team here. Okay. Isn't that interesting? Now, maybe it's because I teach it all the time, but it's also because I use it all the time. I read it all the time. I'm always looking at this. This is a tool. You know, when you look at a screwdriver, it's got a handle and it's got an end, and there's various sizes. A hammer's got the front part and the claw, you know, the back part. And so the goal here is really to strike a balance. As Elise was talking about earlier, we're always pushing it to the next level, bringing new cool people into the picture and pick people that I'm learning from, that you can learn from. Donald Miller is a great example of that. But we also have to use our proven infrastructure. You build a house and you have the foundation, you have the frame, you have the roof, you have the cosmetic or the siding on the outside, and then, you know, paint and the type of materials you use, what you do with the interior, you know, could be a variety of different things. So you're just adding rooms to your house. And so you might add another room, and there's another system that you learn that complements this house. But that's still going to have a foundation, still going to have framing, still going to have a roof, still going to have siding. And thing is that this, what we're teaching you both in business and in personal is our framework. Yeah, we're adding technology upgrades to the house. I love that. Yeah, memorize them, I promise. That way, when you're sitting on the beach, you're feeding the deer, as Sherry and Dean are doing, and you're thinking of a new goal in your mind without any paper or anything, you can run through it. So let's run through it. Number one is identifying your goal. You got to be crystal clear about the goal. The goal cannot be fuzzy. It cannot be unclear. It has to be. You probably heard of, excuse me, SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and timely. Measurable is a good one. Can you measure a habit? Sure. How many times did you use profanity? Would be an example. If that was a habit you're trying to break, you know, being clear, measuring. Number two, your benefits from reaching that goal. This is where the energy comes from. Now, what happens people start to set a goal is they say, oh, I'd like to do this. All right, well, let's set a goal. And the first thing that they think of is they're all the reasons that they can't reach that goal, instead of all the reasons that they can. So our goal is to help you, to train you to think differently and to give you a framework of thinking about these goals. So instead of thinking about all the reasons that you can't, or the mountains you need to climb and the obstacles and all of that, you want to think about the benefits. So think about again, going back to a sports analogy. You don't look at you don't focus on the opponent. If you're playing basketball, if I'm looking at my opponent and I'm not looking at the goal when I shoot the ball, then that's going to be a problem. I'm not going to make that shot. So I need to visualize myself making that shot, and I need to visualize my benefits from reaching that goal. What are my benefits? What are my benefits of increasing revenue? What are my benefits of spending more time with the family? What are my benefits of taking care of my health? And just write as many benefits as you possibly can. then you can look at the obstacles and the mountains to climb, because there will be mountains and obstacles. They're going to be there. They're going to show up. Again, either internal or external, either close in your family circle or from a worldwide standpoint like a pandemic. I mean, who would have even dreamed that we would even be talking about that in a current issue? So we do need to be aware of them. There's a great process. I want to also encourage you to spend some time every quarter, download the Simple Dimple Business Plan from the Inner Circle website, and go through that process again. The 7-step goals, the business planning process, these are processes that are ongoing. They're tools. You're living in a house. You got to do some repairs. You got to do some maintenance. So you got to have your tool chest there. This is the goals tool chest. Then you got your business plan, and there's an exercise in there called the SWOT analysis. The SWOT analysis, SWOT, is what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are our opportunities, and what are our threats. We have to look at threats. Another way to look at that is what's going well, what's not going so well, what are the things that we want to accomplish, and what could get in the way of accomplishing those. So we list those out. Maybe FTI is the biggest culprit. Number 4 is skills or knowledge to reach this goal. There was somewhere in here, I guess it may be coming up, that that Zig said that 95% of people that agree with this goal setting process and this philosophy don't have the tools and resources necessary to achieve that goal. Now, the great thing today in today's current environment is I'm convinced that any person of any age could start some kind of business, some kind of service that other people would pay for that could help you get started reaching your goals. I mean, I picked up pine cones as a kid. I cut grass. I sold stuff door to door. Now, what I didn't do is I'd never been trained on the financial spoke, and so I didn't use my money wisely. You know, I went to concerts, and I spent money on partying, and you know, I never had any money. When I got kicked out of the house, I had no money. Now, if I really wanted something, I could save up a little bit of money and I could discipline myself for a short amount of time to get what it is that I wanted. And that's true for anybody. If you had to wash windows or, you know, whatever it is. When I started my first business, I mean, we cleaned the church. I cleaned toilets, for crying out loud. Swept floors. Wasn't too proud to do it. And so you have to understand that it takes time to build those skills. But the truth is, today more than any time in history, because of the availability of information, the fact that you can contract people, you can outsource so many different things. You can get, if you got 12 things to do, you can find a person to do this, a person to do that. Here's a person to do my website. Here's a person to do my accounting. Here's a person that can make phone calls for me. And you can piece it together just like that. And the person on the end is trying to get up and running. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make phone calls for Howard. I'm gonna learn how to build websites. You see, So what are the skills or knowledge required to reach that goal that you have put down? You want to be healthier, then you got to learn some skills. You got to learn how all this stuff works. Number five, who are the individuals, groups, and companies and organizations to work with to reach this goal? Obviously, Inner Circle is one, Ziegler is one, and we're trying to become as much as we can a one-shop stop, because we know that some of you just love to learn, and that's why we're always trying to put something new out there for you, because we want to grow with you. I'm that way. I'm the person who will sign up for everything you got at the highest level, period, because I want to learn, and I want to learn from people who have the same values as them, who are authentic, who can help me to do things right. Inner Circle. In fact, I'm going to pause for just a second. I know I've shared this with you before, but I'm going to share with you that I consider what I'm about to say the greatest life lesson that I've ever learned, and I believe that you could ever learn. And that is that the greatest life lesson is to get around people who are already where you want to be. And that know how to get you there. See, you might have someone who's successful, but they don't really understand how they got there. They had an idea, they went out and pursued it, but they never studied. How many of you have heard that success leaves clues, right? So we pick up those clues and we say, okay, here's what I did to get there. And so if you want to be more financially successful, you hang out with people like Ellen Rohr. She's got a financial system. If you want to learn marketing, you learn marketing from people who have not only been successful teaching successful marketing, but also have been successful teaching other people how to market who are getting results. How many of you know there's a whole bunch of people wanting to be business coaches that never owned a business? They have no clue what it's like to have to make payroll on Friday and it's Thursday night and you're still not sure what you're going to do. That you might have to walk in and say, folks, I can't pay you everything that you're supposed to get today. If you get today, it happens. You know, I used to have to get out my little file of credit card checks. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you have a credit card, they give you a line of credit, and they give you these little paper checks, and you can cash those in, and you pay like some ridiculous transaction fee, and then you pay all this interest on top of it. You do that a few times. You borrow some money here, borrow some money there, use one of those checks here, use a card there. Next thing you know, you got so much debt that you can't catch up with it. Get around people. You want to be a great leader? Be around people. Get around people who are great leaders and who know how to coach you to be a better leader. You want to be a godly person? Hang around godly people who can also teach you scripture and teach you ways of loving God and loving other people. In my book, FTI, the 10 principles that I started out with yesterday, I almost made the people principle the first one. Because Daniel Merriam typed in, you become the average of the five or six people that you hang out with. That's what's so powerful about this community. We learn how to be better. Charlie Tremendous Jones, I think Jim Cathcart was talking about him the other day, and he inspires me because I'd like to be Howard Phenomenal Partridge. I'd like to sign off on my next book cover with that title, Charlie Tremendous Jones. A little book that I have is called Life is Tremendous. I think life is phenomenal. Point is that he said you'll be changed more by the books that you read and the people you meet. And obviously books are simply the what's in someone else's mind and heart, and they're transferring that over to you. That's why we do what we're doing right now. So I want you to put a big star beside number five. If you're hanging around with the wrong people, listen, you can't get there from here. Well, I want to minister to people. That's great. You should. Ministering to somebody, helping someone else, is different than being pulled down by them. The greatest life lesson I have ever learned, the reason I'm sitting here talking to you right now, is because I intentionally took the time to spend time with Zig Ziglar, with John Maxwell, with Michael Gerber, with Darren Hardy, with Ivan Meisner, with Dave Anderson. I was reading one of his books the other day. What an incredible man he is. With Donald Miller. Here's how it works. I went and paid $10,000 for a weekend to get certified as a story brand guide to learn things that I already knew. Everything that I learned, I had learned before, but it was in a different package, different room, different paint, different technology, different setup. Totally cool. But that's not even why I went. That was a bonus. I went to meet Donald Miller. You mean to tell me, Howard, you would spend 4 days of your time and $10,000 of your money to go just to meet someone? Yep. And it was my goal all along to meet him, build a relationship with him, and to, you know, form some sort of relationship. I didn't know what that would look like. You go as far as you can see, and then you can see farther. So I got there. And how far do I see? And I have to thank Don Schmidt for this, because Don was the one who made sure that I went. And so we were planning on going together. We're talking about going together. And I was supposed to go to Cancun with Dr. Robert Rome again. And Dr. Rome gets these little groups together at this amazing place in Cancun. He's got diamond membership and gets a suite up there and everything. And I have my own, you know, my own room in this big suite. And all I have to do is spend a few minutes with the group every day and mentoring them and answering questions and sharing a little bit. And I thought, well, a week on the beach, everything's included. Okay, that's a good deal. And love being with Dr. Rome. Well, that trip got postponed. And so all of a sudden I was available to go to StoryBrand with Don Smith. I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. I didn't have to cancel anything. I already had the whole week scheduled, same exact week. So we went together. And once I got there, things weren't looking so great to get to know Donald Miller. $50,000 to get him to come and speak at our conference. And that's just not in the budget. Okay, it's just not. Now, I spent a lot of money bringing other people back during the day and back in the day, but I just don't feel like we need to do that now. By day three, he was asking me if he could come to our conference. Now I'll be his very first Business Made Simple coach, which I'm looking forward to bringing those concepts. Again, we're going to build another room. We're going to upgrade the room a little bit. Same foundation, same framework, same everything. It's one of my friends calls it an ADDIE, A-D-D-I-E. Additional development, something like that. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, the point is that I want to make to you is that getting around the right people, this step number five, is critical. And our goal is to continue to bring people like that. I mean, listen, we've been continually improving Inner Circle as we have gone along, but our plan, our goal is to make a quantum leap in the next year and 5 years into the stratosphere, where it'll be pretty common for us to have people like that in our groups and certainly on webinars. So stay tuned. Step six is we need a plan of action. Plan of action is simply, since it's measurable, then here's where I want to be by a certain date and time. That's step seven, is completion date. Here's where I want by the completion date. I like for you to have, now Zig talked about long-term goals. He talked about midterm goals and short-term goals, right? So you're going to have your one-year goals. You're going to have your quarterly goals. I really like working in a 90-day rhythm because 90 days, and this is why we ask you to do projects. We ask you to do what we call quarterly projects. Your Phenomenal Four priority projects, because it gives you enough time to develop that project. And a project, that's a midterm thing. A project is multi-steps. And so you'll have some short-term goals. For example, if I want to write a book, if I want to write a small book in 90 days, then, you know, I could break that all the way day. Zig Ziglar did this when he wrote See You at the Top. He wrote a page and a half every day for 10 months. So he could track it every single day. And that book has sold millions of copies. But it's just a goal. That goal is complete is when the book is ready to be sent to the publisher. All right. Now I'm going to take those 10 months and I'm going to say, all right, at 5 months, halfway, I need to be here. At 3 months, I need to be here. And so let me break that down to every day. And that brings me to what I call the daily time capsule, that every single day you take a little bit of action on your Phenomenal Four projects or your four goals, as Zig Ziglar calls it. These are your weekly focus areas. And so you have four projects that you're continuously working on, and every day that week, these are the projects you're working on. When you get done with a project, it's completed, the book is complete, and it's off to the publisher, then we can, when you erase, you replace. You keep growing. You keep going to the next level. One of the things that's on my project list right now that I haven't made a lot of traction on is Phenomenal Youth. I'm writing a book called Phenomenal Youth. And I've got three chapters, pretty much introduction and two chapters pretty much done. but I got to bust out the rest of it. So that project has been down there at number four, and now it's going to move up all the way to the top, and I'll get more and more and more and more activity and more time and energy and focus on it and, you know, get it done. By my goal is to get it done by my 60th birthday, which is September 15th. And I don't care about making any money on that book. I want to get it out. And I want to get that book out and help young people understand who they are and whose they are, and put it in the context of the seven lies that they are being told right now. They're being told that, you know, you were an accident, you weren't intelligently designed. If you're not beautiful and fit or cool, you're no good. You gotta be a celebrity. You gotta be rich. You gotta be an influencer. You gotta be all these things. Otherwise, you're nothing. They need what they're getting right now on Zoom in those other rooms right now. They're getting that message right now. So when I write the book, then this will be the catalyst to get the message out there, and then we can get all of the pieces of how we're going to deliver that out there. What is that going to look like? Know yet. But first step is get the book out there, get some traction. At least they can read the book. At least the parent can read that book with the child. And guess what? Parents need that book also, because we have, us as adults, have been taught the same lies. We've been taught the same exact lies. Okay. All right. So you have this in your handout, the seven step formula. It is a formula. It works. And you can use that piece of paper, copy it if you want to, and use it to practice. You can practice on a spiral notebook. All right. But what we want to do is we want to choose four goals to work on, and or four projects. And what we need to do now is we need to record them in our Ziglar planner, all right? Everybody who orders this CD set today is going to get a free planner thrown in. If you need a planner and you're not going to get the DVDs or CDs for whatever reason, DVDs and CDs for any reason, then and you need a planner, you can just go to Ziglar.com and you can order it from there, or you can order it from us. It doesn't matter. But the point is that this tool right here is how to keep track of everything. It's a personal performance record. It's a goals achievement system. It's a personal management system, self-management, self-regulation, like Dr. Leaf was talking about the other day. It is your tool to keep all your dream, your goals, and all those things together. All right? It's a personal management and goals achievement system. All right? The first thing, if you have a new planner with you, or if you're going to be doing this in the future, is, of course, to fill out the first page in case you lose it. You definitely don't want to lose it. I mean, the thing is that if I ever had to grab a bunch of stuff from my house other than my family, it would be, of course, my computer and my Ziglar planners. And I got a whole stack, so that's gonna take, I'm gonna have to throw them in a bag or something, because I've been using this planner since 2012. All right, Take this page seriously. This is your commitment page. This last piece is about commitment. Maybe you need to recommit to getting serious about your goals. All right. Take your Wheel of Life assessment that you did earlier. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to circle the corresponding numbers and redo your and recreate your wheel. And what I'd suggest that you do is that you date it. One of these days, I'm hoping that we can get four of these, get the full assessment and four of these wheels in the planner so that you can do it every quarter. And then you just date it each quarter. And so I want to encourage you guys to save your assessment, your business assessment, your personal assessment. You know, have a file that has your business plan in it. It has your assessments in it. It has all those things that you need. Okay. All right. Next sheet. This is your dream sheet. Don't worry about putting something on there that may never happen. Don't worry about, you're not even going to qualify this list. This is just brainstorming, all right? That's all it is. It's brainstorming, okay? Next part is you're going to qualify these goals with those questions that we gave you earlier, and you're going to ask the greatest question that you can ask is, why do you want to achieve this goal? Your why, the reason you want the goal, is it's going to speak and you to your overall dream, your overall purpose. Okay. Let it flow. Don't worry about it. Nobody else is going to see it except for you. And on the dream sheet. And here, this is where you're going to qualify them. You're going to take this list. Let that one flow. And then over here, you're going to write down goals and why they matter to you, all right? What do they have to do with your dream, with your purpose, with your calling? Very important. Now, these are going to be all goals that you're going to set for this year. These are annual goals. Your planner is an annual planner, all right? Then you're going to set four goals or projects, all right? One of my goals was for this year is spend the entire summer here at Stalwart. And even though it wasn't continuous, you could say that 2.5 months here is getting pretty close. And I plan to be back in a couple of weeks for another month. And then and that all depends on the Gigi schedule. You know what I mean? Like, can my son, can Christian and Susie come down here? Can they bring Gigi? What I'd prefer to do is come down here with Denise, stay 2 weeks. They come 2 weeks. We stay 2 weeks. They come 2 weeks. And I just stay here. That's the dream. I have a goal this year to publish another book, and that'll be Phenomenal Youth. Then we move to this section here. Now, I want to encourage you to read right here where it talks about the weekly activity record, personal performance record, and read through that thoroughly, because as you can see, I've underlined a few things here. So step one, select your top four goals for the coming week. Break these projects down to weekly goals. This is what I want to accomplish this week. Each night or each morning, top performers choose the six most important activities of the day. And what you're going to do is before the day starts in your daily time capsule or the night before, whatever, at some point you want to use this space to list out the action steps, the things that you need to, the activities you need to accomplish for the day. Now, up here, you have your weekly goal or your projects, all right? And then right here, you're going to, this is a record of your performance. And what you're going to do is you're going to notate what you did toward that goal each day. Now down here, Zig Ziglar did not use this as a calendar, but he recapped the day. Got up at this time. Next, I did that. Played a round of golf. Had dinner with the redhead. Watched a little television. Lights out. That's his record. So if he's reaching his goal or not reaching his goal, he can go back and look at what he did or didn't do. And then right here, just other reminders for the week. You know, the area that I love the most is this area right down here, that every morning you get up and you say, did I exercise and eat right yesterday? Did I read yesterday? Did I, for me, pray and read the Bible yesterday? Did I get out and have some fun? Did I get on the beach? Did I ride my bike? Did I play a little basketball? Cool thing about that is I knock out physical and recreational at the same time. And if you're wearing AirPods and listening to a podcast, you can get mental, all three of them, boom, just like that. Kill three birds with one stone. I don't like that saying, but you know what I mean. Did I spend some quality time with my family? Did I work on my projects? Did I actually see human beings? How many of you know that us D's and C's, we can just, I mean, like, I'm really sorry about the pandemic. I'm really sorry about COVID-19. I have to say that for me, in a lot of ways, it's been really good. Financial, did I make good financial decisions today? All right. Okay. All right. I'll get to your questions here in just a second. Then where it says reaching your goals, make the commitment, commit yourself to detailed accountability. Build your life on a solid foundation. These are Ziglar's values right here: honesty, character, integrity, trust, love, and loyalty. Those are the six foundation stones of success. Break down your goals, shape up mentally, physically, and spiritually. Motivation is a key. Feed your mind with good, clean, pure, powerful, and positive material by reading good books and listening to motivational, educational, and inspirational recordings. Don't be a SNIOP. You want to know what a SNIOP, do you know what a SNIOP is? Being susceptible to the negative influence of other people. S-N-I-O-P. Be prepared to change. Share your give up goals. Become a team player. See the reaching in your imagination. See yourself reaching that goal. And remember, what you get by reaching your destination is not nearly as important as what you'll become by reaching your goals, because you will become the winner you were born to be. Isn't that ironic that all of life is simply about becoming the person you were created to be? Now, in this section here, you'll want to journal. Journal is really important. Now, I happen to do mine just a little bit different. So up here in the top right, I don't know, I guess I'm just too lazy to go back to, I shouldn't say that, I'm not lazy, but it just seems to flow better if I make my mini journal, my weekly journal right here. I just got in the habit of doing that because I saw Meg today worth the instructions, and I just got in that habit. So I have a little weekly mini journal that I do, but if you haven't gotten in a different habit yet, and it is your planner, you can use it however you want to use it. Use this section here. And what I do is I record the good, the bad, the ugly. This particular week, which is in late January, went to the Great Game Seminar with Ellen Rohr, stayed on her farm with her and her husband, Hot Rod. There's a guest house that they have on the property. It's pretty cool. Missed my flight coming back. I was supposed to meet with the Michelle Prince's group in Florida and had to rearrange all that. I spoke at two other conferences that week. It was a pretty hectic week. So every week I have like a little mini journal, the good, bad, the ugly. This particular week was right after the conference. Spent the week in St. Martin. Okay, here's authenticity for you. You ready for this one? Okay, this was the week after I got back from the Caribbean. Ate really bad Monday night. Do you want to be fat? You want to have headaches? You want to be tired? Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, right there. So use this journal, important meetings that you had, you can use it. Use this area for that. And then back here is just an opportunity to simply lay out your month ahead of time. And I do that. You know, this is when I'm going to be in Destin. This is when I'm going to be somewhere else. I might list, you know, birthdays and conferences and just get an overview of the month. If you want to list out birthdays, events, and things like that on this calendar here, you can do that. And then finally, at the end of, as you reach a goal, you go back here in the back and put that goal down. All right. And I may have mentioned this yesterday, but the ones that I wrote down, I probably reached a lot more goals this year, but I published my FTI book. We created a whole new program around that. Met Donald Miller. He came and spoke at our conference. I sailed in the Caribbean, spent 63 days at Stallworth. I'll add another 15 because remember, that's one of my goals. That's why I put it here. And I helped my son get a house, buy a new house. And that made me feel really, really good. Okay, I want to give you these seven steps, and then we're going to, I want to start bringing you guys on, find out what you got today. Let me see how our time is going. We're running a little bit early. Okay, so we've got a lot of time to share. I know that the young people are going to be over there until about 2 o'clock, so that's fine. I wrote a little book a few years ago called Phenomenal Success Stories. The subtitle of this book is The Simple Path from Survival to Significance. The Simple Path from Survival to Significance. And the seven steps that I outlined in there, I started this book with this statement that success is simple. It really is. Success is simple. Significance is simple. But neither of them are necessarily easy. In fact, I think in some successful, it's hard to remain being significant. For example, if you're broken in debt and you could help people by giving if you don't have good habits, how are you going to be a good testimony to other people? Now, everybody's on the journey. We're not talking about being perfect. But being significant just by focusing on helping other people, making a difference in their life, can go a long way. I had one of our clients, I was coaching one of our 777 members last week. And he's like, you know, I'm a DC. How can I be more conscious of being nice, being kind to my employees? What a great question. And I told him that I read in a book somewhere or heard somebody one time who had the same problem. And what the guy did is he took a stack of 10 coins and he said, I'm going to be kind and intentionally kind to 10 people today. And so he put 10 coins on his desk. And every time he was intentionally kind to someone, he took one of those coins and, you know, put it on the other side of his desk. Another story I heard is someone put, you know, 5 pebbles in his pocket. And every time he was kind to someone that day, he would take one pebble and put it in the other pocket. You know, you could even just put one coin in your pocket and move it back and forth, and you're just always conscious of it. And I don't know about you, but I feel so good when I help people and I have a plaque in my office in Houston, and it says, success is making a difference in the lives of others. Happiness is watching them grow from it. Or grow because of it. And it makes me so happy to see all of you guys grow like you have. So we will put this PDF in your handout so that you'll have it. You can write all this stuff down if you want to. If you want to screenshot it, you can. But step one is the assessment. Got it. It all starts with understanding. Yes, you need to have a goal, and you could put that as number one, I guess, okay? But sometimes we don't realize what that goal needs to be, what's missing, until we understand, until we do that assessment. We might think we're doing great, but then we do the assessment. Let's talk about leadership for a second. We think we're doing great. We take a 360-degree leadership assessment, and people are like, hey, man, you got some major blind spots and that need to be, well, I can't set proper goals unless I know where I'm at. So determine where you are, set those goals, create a plan, build your systems. Remember the bike. You got personal systems. You got professional systems. Grow your dream team. If you have a dream, but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. I wouldn't be here living my dream if I didn't have a phenomenal dream team, period. Got to implement. Team's got to implement. You got to implement. Everybody's got to implement. And then track your progress. Very key. All right. Oh, one other thing I want to just remind you of, and I don't know that I shared this with you yesterday, but this has been a part of that framework that everything that we do, and when we're trying to reach goals, we're trying to build our business, we're trying to pivot, whatever it is we're trying to do, we have to understand that we go through five different stages or five different levels when we're reaching for our goals. First, we become aware through those assessments. Second, we got to be willing to change. And what keeps us from being really and truly willing to change is fear. Fear. Number three is focus, or something my mentor called controlled attention. In other words, you're controlling your attention to something, you're focusing. I changed that to focus later on. It's just easier to remember. And then fourth is commitment. That's when you're getting some real traction. Okay, I'm committed, doing my daily time capsule, I'm exercising, I'm eating right, I'm marketing my business, I'm being kind, I'm having the meetings that I'm working on my projects, whatever it is, you're committed, but you're not always all the way there yet. The final piece that you'll always be working on, because you're going to go through this, these levels, these stages in every new thing that you do, every new thing that you become aware of that you need to do. But the ultimate level is character. When your character has truly changed, when you've changed, when it has become habitual, that's the key. Now, this little book I wrote a few years ago, and it is on the Inner Circle website somewhere. I have a couple quotes I want to share with you a little bit later. That's what I'm looking at right now. But yes, on the Inner Circle site, the team can tell you where to find that. But that little book, which I wrote it in 10 days sitting on a rock in Greece. And I was proud of myself for writing a book so quickly. And then I realized later on, I was like, man, that could have been such a better book. There's so much. I mean, it could have been that thick instead of that thick. And I kind of regretted writing it. But then Don Schmidt he answered a question. I said, how'd you triple your business? I mean, this guy went from doing $20,000 the whole year before he joined Inner Circle. And this year he'll do almost $1 million. 2017, 18, 19, 20. 20,000 to $1 million in revenue. And I don't see any slowing down in the future. I said, what sparked? What hit? He said, I read your little book, Think and Be Phenomenal. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Good content in there. And the thing is that, every single one of you, regardless of how big your dream is, how meaningful your dream is, how little you feel like you're doing right now. Yeah, it's amazing what Don has done. But guess what? He's just getting warmed up. You can do it. You can do it. Is it the right dream? Is it the right goal? Is it what you're supposed to do? Let me check and make sure. Did you guys get everything in the manual filled out? I think we got it all. Oh, there's one more piece. Let's do this piece real quick. Let's see here. I referred to this earlier, but we didn't do it yet. Okay. All right. 95% of the people who hear, understand, and agree with Zig's principles for setting and achieving goals do not have the ability to apply the philosophy because they do not have the necessary resources. This is why you want this. This is why you want this. This is why you want to make sure you have all the inner circle assets available to you. One of the tools for achieving goals is attitude. And attitude includes optimism. Success is measured by what you do compared to what you are capable of doing. To maintain the right attitude, Zig encourages you to use this life-changing procedure, self-talk card, twice daily. Reaching your goals is going to require persistent, consistent effort. Guys, that was a fun, I don't know about you, but that was a fun series right there. All right, now I want to hear from you. You've been hearing from me all this time. I want to have you guys come on video and share. Maybe you want to share. Let's do a couple things. Sherry, let me get you back on the line.
Howard, Sherry lost her internet connection about 10 minutes ago in her brand new awesome super duper place.
That might not be a bad thing. That means you go to the beach, you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. It's a cold beach, so I don't know what that's like. That's
well, speaking of the beach, I went down to the beach. My neighbor gave me a bottle of water, and it was sitting in the sand. I rushed up here. I didn't want to be late, and so I got sand all over everything.